Come on, let's give God glory in the house today. Anybody know God is real? Come on, let's praise Him. Come on, let's clap our hands and lift our voices. Come on, choir, tell Him. Sing it for me now. Jesus.
Jesus is real to me.
Nothing too hard for my God to do. Every storm that I face, He's carried me through. When I'm down and out, He lifts me up. I know that He'll be there to help me too. Talk to my tears, He helps me to stand. When my broke need a little money, my friends acting funny, He's always right there. He's always gonna help me. And no other. I know that He's real.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, everybody. That was Jeff Wilford and the Volunteer Mass Choir singing Jesus is Real. And this is the Journey Home Outreach Ministries online radio show. I'm your presiding pastor, Pastor McCarty, Chicago-based poet known as Sister Poochie. And we are here for the happy Good Friday 2020/Easter show. I want everybody, when you get a chance, go to the app, jhom.org, and look for smartphone app download. Download the app, because on Easter, I will be putting out a word, but it's just going to be on the app. So I want to encourage everyone to please download the app to make sure you don't miss anything that JHOM does. Now, we're going to be reading from Mark, the 15th chapter, the 25th to the 40th verse. And before it start, we need to know a couple of things. One, today is a celebration of the gift of life that Jesus gave us when He died on the cross. Today is a celebration of the obedience that He had, because He did not want to do this. He went to the Garden of Gethsemane and asked God to take this bitter cup away from Him. And after praying and being tempted by the devil and going through all His humanly emotions, He finally surrendered and said, "Your will be done." So He was obedient to death. But he died to save us all from our sins. Before, that was a sacrificial animal that had to be taken behind the veil by the teachers and the priests. They would take the people's sins behind the veil, sacrifice the animals, tell God about the sins, and then God would tell them what to tell the people. Well, this system did not work, and we over and over and over as priests and teachers of the word, we sometimes lead people astray. We lead them away from God. So God fixed that. He said, I'm going to rip the veil, and you're going to have access to me through my son, who then is the only one who can grant forgiveness of your sins. Let me read in the mighty name of Jesus. It was 9 o'clock in the morning when they crucified him. The written notice of charge against him read, King of the Jews. They crucified two rebels with him, one on his right and one on his left. Those who passed by hurled insults at him, shaking their heads and saying, So you who are going to destroy the temple and build it in 3 days, come down from the cross and save yourself. In the same way, the chief priests and the leaders of the law mocked him among themselves. He saved others, they said, but he can't save himself. Let this Messiah, this King of Israel, come down now from the cross that we may see and believe. Those crucified with him also heaped insults at him, although one did say, Please take me and remember me when you get to paradise. The 33rd verse. At noon, darkness came over the whole land until 3 p.m. And at 3 p.m, Jesus cried out in a loud voice, my God, why have you forsaken me? With some of those standing near him heard, they said, Listen, he's calling Elijah. Someone ran, filled a sponge of wine vinegar, put it on a staff, and offered it to Jesus to drink. Now leave him alone. Let's see Elijah come take him down, he said. With a loud cry, Jesus breathed his last. The curtain of the temple was torn in two from the top to the bottom. And when the Cyrenians, who stood there in front of Jesus, saw how he died and said, Surely, this man was the Son of God. Everybody, we witnessed his death and what happened to the temple when they said the veil was ripped. That's what I was explaining to you before. But the temple caved in. The bricks fell down. He said, I'm going to destroy the temple and rise it up again in 3 days. 3 days from now is Easter, everyone. And that is why we celebrate Easter. Because it shows the power of God and the ability for him to rise Jesus from the dead. And he sits on the right hand of the Father because he's still alive. He defeated death. He's still alive. He's real. Everyone, please celebrate this day with a sense of thanksgiving and gratitude like you never have, especially in these times that we're going through today with this COVID-19 virus. This is the time to thank God for everything he's done for you. Even in the midst of all of our circumstances, he still has been good and he still has been faithful. And he loved us so much, John 3:16, that he gave his only begotten son. So who shall ever believe in him shall never die, but have everlasting life. Celebrate Good Friday. Happy Good Friday, everyone, from JHOM to the entire world. All right, let's get the show started. First on the mic is Robert Sexton in the All-Star Blues Review with Long Time Coming. Love is the answer. Here we go.
a liar and the story must be told. Satisfies both mind and soul.
Hey!
Long time coming. Yeah, two trains running, only one going your way. Long time coming. Yeah, two trains running down the track to Judgment Day. Satisfies both mind and soul.
Hey!
Long time coming. Yeah, two trains running, only one going your way. Long time coming. Yeah, two trains running down the track to Judgment Day. Satisfies both mind and soul.
Hey!
Long time coming. Yeah, two trains running, only one going your way.
Hallelujah!
Long time coming. Yeah, two trains running down the track to Judgment Day.
Hey! Hey!
Long time coming. Yeah, two trains running, only one going your way. Long time.
All right, that was Robert Sexton in the All-Star Blues Review with Long Time Coming, Love is the Answer. Everybody, if you're just joining me, you're listening to the Journey Home Outreach Ministries online radio show. I'm the presiding pastor, Pastor McCarty, Chicago-based poet known as Sister Poochie. Go to jhm.org and download our smartphone app. It not only has a full Bible on it, you also can listen to the shows, listen to the mixes, and get any videos that I put out, which I am going to put one out for Easter. I don't want you to miss it, so download the app. Everyone, next up on the mic is Kenfolk, featured Elridge with King of Kings, and here we go. Alright, that was Elridge and Kenfolk with King of Kings, everybody. And now it is time for the Gospel House Mix by myself, Sister Poochie. Now, I want to tell you the purpose of my mix and DJ Shaheem, who's our resident DJ's mix, is to get you off your feet and make you praise God for whatever He has done for you. Even in the midst of our circumstances, we can find something to thank Him for. Even if you're listening to my voice, you woke up this morning, thank Him, everybody. And so that is why we have the dance mix, so you can get up and give God praise for that long. And He loves when we praise Him, because that's why He made us to praise. And also, there's a message hidden within this mix based on the songs, words, beats that we're trying to use to convey something to you. So try to find a message in the mix. Don't forget, the most important part is give God all your praise. And everybody, here we go. Get up and go.
If because I heard you say, and it's all because I heard you say, and it's all because I walked your way, and I heard you say,
yeah, yeah,
I heard you say,
yeah, yeah,
and I heard you say,
yeah, yeah,
I heard you say,
yeah, yeah,
and I heard you say,
yeah, yeah,
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 and I heard
That was the Gospel House mix for the week. And I hope you're getting your praise groove on. And let's keep it going. We can do another 15. It's Good Friday, everybody. Let's hear DJ Shaheem.
It's the world's greatest DJ.
You're listening to DJ Shaheem.
Just think of one good time. I'm sure you can find one thing that God has done for you. Now think of one more time that you've been blessed. I'm sure you can find more things to grow your gratitude.
Wake up and get yourself to church, yeah. church more 10%. They had you back when you was down. Don't forget, hollow away, Holy Ghost, bullet ricochet. Took some time to pray. When I'm in the streets today, make the devil stay away. Ain't got a faith, but you're blocking all your blessings when you're lying about your age. I can feel the spirit moving when I'm lighting up the stage. Who listening when you pray? It just depends on your taste.
She said, tell me where you're running when that kitty ain't as warm as it was. I don't care who you praying to. I just pray you believe me. You see what you see, cause underneath that kingdom come and make them scream. Amen. From the congregation, I need a straight test for my. And when they ask me where I'm headed, hella heaven, see those fastings straight to Mars, look at God.
She says, good morning.
If it had not been for the Lord who was on my side, I don't know where I would be.
She says, good morning.
Fellowship,
wake up, wake up.
Let's go.
My testimony is real.
Cause I messed up so many times. I went left when you said right. I'll understand if you wanna let me go, let me go, let me go. But you held on to me, and you wouldn't let me go, and you wouldn't let me go. And what the enemy meant for evil, God has worked it out for my good. What the enemy meant for evil, God has worked it out for my good. What the enemy meant for evil, God has worked it out for my good. Yeah. It was meant to kill me, sent to destroy me, yep. And I thought that it was, yeah. And I thought that it surely, cause I messed up so many times. I went left when you said right. I'll understand if you wanna let me go, 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 go.
That was our very own resident DJ, DJ Shaheem. If you didn't shout, I know I was over here shouting in my head, just praising the Lord for everything that he's done. Happy Good Friday, everybody. Happy Good Friday. This is the day that our Savior died so that we may be set free. A wonderful gift that God has given us. And you know, as it says, in 3 days, he will destroy the temple. He will rip the veil so we can have direct access to God through him. No longer through man do we have to rely on. We rely on Jesus now for the forgiveness of our sins, for the guidance and protection that we need, and most of all, to reconcile us so we can receive that wonderful love from God. everybody, he is the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. Every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus is Lord. All right, we got one more. We're gonna rock. Since he conquered death, and that's what we have to remember. He conquered death, so the victory is always ours, okay? Because God allowed man to crucify his son, and then he rose his son up on Easter. That shows the power of God and shows the victory that Jesus had in spite of what happened to him on this earth. Everybody, here we go. Victory by R4.
We're gonna do a song that you never heard before.
In the way I live, this ain't business, this ain't music, this is what I teach my kids. We never fold up, we never fall back, we never relent, and what you call that is being sold out. Above all that, we believe him and give it all back. I am perfect, and my purpose, and my worth is, and my service, and my thirst is for true worship, and you can learn about it all in my verses. I'm just a young boy from the south side of Chi-Town, I represent.
I never be the same, cause he showed me that there's nothing I should be.
That was Victory by R4, everybody, and we are going to play one more song, People Get Ready by Catherine Kendrick. Here we go.
There's a train a-coming. whistles a humming. You don't need no ticket, you just thank the Lord, yeah, yeah. Coast to coast. Faith is the key. Open the doors and for them. There's room for all of the love and wants to be.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah, people. No matter what's going on in this world, we need to prepare ourselves. Prepare ourselves for the returning of our King. He is coming back to get us. If God calls you home before that and you die in Christ, which means you die knowing, believing without a doubt that he was the Son of God, he died for your sins and he rose in 3 days, you shall live and never die. You have eternal life. And complete salvation, reconciled with the Father. All right, let's go back to the reading of the show, because though that's what's important, is the Word of God. That's how we get through what we're going through, is by meditating and concentrating on the Word of God. So I want you to read this, meditate on it this weekend, concentrate and pray to God for wisdom. He said, I'll give it to you. Pray to God for, pray to Christ to send his Holy Spirit down in order to reveal things to you as well. As I read it in the mighty name of Jesus, it was 9 in the morning when they crucified him. The written notice charged against him read, the King of the Jews. They crucified 2 rebels with him, one on his right and one on his left. Those who passed by hurled insults at him, shaking their heads saying, so, you who are going to destroy the temple and build it in 3 days, come down from the cross and save yourself. In the same way, the other priests and teachers of the law mocked him among themselves. He saved others, they said, but he can't save himself. Let this Messiah, the King of Israel, come down now from this cross, that we may see and believe. Those crucified with him also hurled insults at him. One of the prisoners did turn to Jesus and say, please remember me. And Jesus said, I will. Moving on, At noon, darkness came over the whole land until the 3 p.m. And then at 3 p.m, Jesus cried out a loud voice, my God, why have you forsaken me? When some of those standing near heard this, they said, listen, he's calling Elijah. Someone ran, filled a sponge with wine vinegar, put it on a staff, and offered it to Jesus to drink. Now leave him alone. Let's see if Elijah comes to take him down, he said. With a loud cry, Jesus breathed his last. The curtain of the temple was torn in two from the top to the bottom. And who stood there in front of Jesus saw how he died, he said, surely this man was the Son of God. Everyone, and then in 3 days, we see the might of God as he raised his son from the dead. He sits on the right hand on the throne of the Father. He's waiting to come back and get us. You will live and not die. You just have to believe in the one that was sent to sacrifice for our sins. He was the final atonement. We have a way to get back into the Garden of Eden, everybody. We have a way to reconcile this relationship with God, everybody. His name was Jesus, and today, on Good Friday, he gave up his life so all of us can live. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, and we're going to roll out of this show like we always roll out of this show with How Great Thou Art by Society Hill Music. Everybody, please, please be safe out there. Stay at home. Stay at home. Listen to the show over and over. But keep yourself safe. And do me a favor, and that is plead the blood of Jesus over your life. And on that note, we're going to roll out of here with Society Hill Music. But How Great Thou Art, everybody. Peace, love, and blessings. See you next week.
Come.